The Bird Show.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I know it's a cliche, but it's the truth, man. Amber has come in here before. She has a YouTube channel called Paranormal Blacktivity. She's one of our producers on the show. And she went over to my house and brought out all of her equipment and EVPs and told me straight up, look, she told me what I already knew. And I think if you do have spirits in your house, you kind of already know it. You can hear things moving. I've told you guys before, my dog all of a sudden gets super startled over nothing, which can make some sense because she's kind of a skittish anyway. But it happens a lot. And there are things that I hear in that house where I'm like, something's going on here. And it doesn't bother me. Never has bothered me. I've lived in other homes before. Where there are spirits, and it's not like the movies where a knife is being thrown at you out of nowhere, right? So Amber came, and she played for us the very first clip that she found, but then she circled back and said, oh, I just completed the video, and there's a lot more sounds that you don't even know about.
Oh, my goodness. Bert, I do think that you're safe, though, I think so far. But you remember when I came in last time, we talked about, I asked the spirits, how do they feel about the renovation of Bert's home? And they had a response for that. How do you feel about the renovations he's done to this home?
What'd they say?
Pissed. Not too happy with that, all right?
Same thing my friend Joel told me.
That's true. Joel and the spirits have a lot in common.
So just to make sense out of that, I've told you guys before, I have this house and it's like, it was built in 1962. It doesn't fit me, so I'm like modernizing the whole thing. So it would make some sense if there's been a spirit in there for a couple of decades. It's like, what the hell is this? I'm kind of pissed, man.
Now, here's the thing. I actually have three more clips that I want to share with you guys from part three. I just released that video yesterday. This is insane. So the first one is coming from the spirit box. And this is the one where I kind of need your help, Bert, because I don't know what your dad's voice sounds like, but I think that I may have gotten it. Is Fred here? Fred, are you here?
Here.
Well, it's weird that anybody's there saying here, but it's funny because sometimes when I listen back to the show, sometimes I hear my dad's voice in my voice. Mm-hmm. So it was very much like this.
It was, I got to tell you, man, there were no men in the house. One, it was me and the woman who takes care of your dog in your house when you're out of town, mm-hmm. right? So that's a woman. I don't know who that was.
Let's hear that again one more time.
Yeah. Is Fred here? Fred, are you here?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, dude's in my closet right now. I was moving some clothes around the other day. And I'm like, what's this? Oh, it's Fred.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but there is like this like graveliness to it. And he dealt with COPD there towards the end,
he
right?
Did, yeah.
And it kind of just, yeah.
Yeah, I can't identify if that would be his voice, yeah. but I mean, well, he's saying here.
You would know your dad's voice. Yeah. Over anybody.
So the next sound is actually not a part of any apps. There's no spirit box. This is just literally a sound. I asked the spirit to finish this song, and I forget the name of it, but it starts with a knock, 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 knock.
Please
knock.
Do me a favor and finish this tune.
It did not. Amber, yeah. It did not.
Oh, I didn't hear it when I was there.
What?
Swear to me you're not.
Really? I promise on everything I love. I had nothing to do with that.
Okay, play that again.
Please do me a favor and finish this tune.
So why is there a shift in sound, though?
Because I raised the volume all the way up when I was editing because I couldn't hear it. I heard something and I was like, so in the video, I play gotcha. It again and then I turn the volume up.
Okay, got yeah. you.
All right.
So this next one is actually coming from, I believe, a Necrophonic app. And Bert, this is interesting because this one, I think they said one of your son's names.
Can you tell me Bert's son's names? I feel like that just said Hollis.
What was that at the end?
The very end. That's Spanish. Now, Mo, you are Spanish, are a Spanish person, right?
I'm not a Spanish person.
Our Spanish speaker.
Yo aprendo español. I'm learning Spanish.
Hey, bien. I like that. So what the spirit actually said was bien hijo, which actually translate to good son.
Yeah.
You play it again, please?
Can you tell me Bert's son's names? I feel like that just said Hollis.
That is clear as day.
That is super clear.
That's crazy.
You have like Spanish-speaking spirits, old spirits, young spirits, male spirits. It's like Dr. Seuss spirits in there.
I got to hear that again because the fact that he mentioned Hollis's name.
And then described who he, good son.
And he never spoke any Spanish around me?
Well, I think there's multiple spirits in your home. I don't think that all of them are connected to you, perhaps. I think there might be maybe a portal, because I was getting so many different spirits and sounds and languages. It just didn't make any sense. You must have a portal in your home somewhere.
Who knew the portal to the underworld was in Sandy Springs?
I'm living in the Stranger Things home and had no idea. Play that last clip
one
more time.
Can you tell me Bert's son's names? I feel like that just said Hollis.
Oh. Isn't your girlfriend Hispanic? Like, she do you think maybe it's one of her spirits following her in the house?
Maybe.
Because, you know, she has a son.
Yeah.
And maybe he's the being.
And his name is Hollis also. No, it's not. That is strange, man. Again, they don't scare me, but now I'm going to start talking to him. If Fred is actually there, I've joked with him before, but who knew that he would actually be there listening, right?
You can check out part three right now on the Paranormal Blacktivity YouTube channel.
It's The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.